Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe you're watching on video via Twitch or YouTube, however you're joining me today. Just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It's got to be sunny inside my mind today. Cold and cloudy day here on Delmarva. Can't let that get me down, though. It's fun Friday. Well, I guess not fun for all of you, as you noticed. Brian Alvarez not here today, but take some solace in the fact that he's at his kid's school having some fun. He's the crime dog today. I believe he's only doing this for the free Lunchables and Capri Suns that they hand out, but we'll have to ask him on Monday. And when we do get to Monday, we know it's going to be have a lot to talk about because it's a busy, busy weekend. That starts tonight. Actually, it starts right now, literally right now. And this is one of those times where that statement stands, whether you're listening to me at 3 p.m. Eastern time live, or you're listening to me on the replay at 8 p.m. Eastern time, because SmackDown has begun in Barcelona, Spain. We'll see it later on here in the States. I believe outside of North America, it is live on Netflix. So everybody in the chats, be nice to each other when it comes to the spoilers. Take a look at what's planned for that show. And take a look at last night's Impact, the go-home edition for tonight's TNA Sacrifice. Let you know what took place last night and the card for tonight. Plus, I'll give you an update on where New Japan stands right now with the New Japan Cup. Got Scott D'Amore's Maple Leaf Pro running two shows this weekend. WWE has gotten into the European football belt-making business. Plus, we got news on ratings and a whole lot more, including where and when the next pay-per-view after WrestleMania will be, and who will be making an appearance on that show. A lot to get into, and we'll get it started after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Jim Valley is going to be in this seat tomorrow. Not this seat, but he's going to be at a seat in his house talking to all of you at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Andrew Zarian takes that role 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday through all of the same ways that you're listening and watching me right now. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day, of course. You can find it wherever you find all of your favorite podcasts or find it on YouTube as well. TheWrestlingNews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. And if everything holds according to schedule, Dave and Garrett will have a new one of those up there for subscribers a little later on today. If you want to ask Brian what he does as the crime dog at his kid's school, you can do that in person because the F4W convention is taking place WrestleMania weekend in Las Vegas, April 18th through April 20th. Live Q&A with Dave and Brian Friday, April 18th at the Palms. Watch parties at the suites for both nights of Mania, which are almost sold out. After parties at the suite for both Saturday and Sunday, lunch at Texas Day Brazil on April 19th, brunch on April 20th at the Wicked Spoon, and of course the main event, Vinnie V's Karaoke Bash at Go Go Karaoke Las Vegas, April 20th. Find out all the information that you need to know over at f4wonline.com/Vegas, or just go to the front page of the site. You can get a link to it, and you can even ask all the questions that you need to whoever you need to. There's a link there for that as well. So there you go, all the information you need to know on that. Some information on people planning for Backlash, the next premium live event WWE is going to be having after WrestleMania on social media Friday. St. Louis native Randy Orton delivered the news that the annual premium live event will take place at the Enterprise Center on Saturday, May 10th, and that he will be in attendance. The pre-sale for that show goes on next Wednesday. Last year's Backlash took place in Lyon, France, and it set the then record for the biggest arena gate in WWE history. That record, of course, has been broken several times since, as they have told you over and over again. What Orton did not announce, though, is that John Cena is going to be there, and that apparently is going to be the case. And take that for what you will when it comes to your betting options between him and Cody Rhodes at this year's WrestleMania. I have a feeling that John Cena will be walking into Backlash as the new WWE champion, The Rock's champion. But will he be the People's champion? What about that belt? SmackDown, as I told you before the break, going on live right now in Spain. For all of those wondering, no, here in North America, at least here in America, the United States, that is. Got to be careful these days. In the United States, the show still airs on USA at 8 p.m. Again, I'm not 100% sure about how it's working on Netflix internationally, but again, just in case you're sensitive to spoilers, just be aware that things are going on right now. Special episode of Miz TV has been announced between he and WWE champion Cody Rhodes. We have Women's Royal Rumble winner Charlotte Flair against B-Fab in what is Flair's first singles match since facing Asuka at Tribute for the Troops on December 8th, 2023. She was out with knee surgery for a long time. Randy Orton against Carmelo Hayes in Orton's first singles match since last October when he beat Javon Evans on NXT. He's been out selling Kevin Owens' pile driver until he came back at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And then the WWE Tag Team Championship will be on the line between Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa against the Street Profits. So I don't know about that. We could see a title change there just to go ahead and do it. They're going to be in Europe for 2 weeks. That might be a good way to kick off the European tour. The Street Profits have kind of been just kind of lingering anyway here for a while. So why not mix it up a little bit? I'd love to see the Street Profits and the Guns for that belt. I don't want to see Pretty Deadly in any mix at all. I'm looking forward to this draft whenever it happens to start shaking up these rosters and maybe getting some new people in the mix going on. One person who possibly, maybe, conceivably could be in the mix for WWE is apparently Jeff Cobb. On Thursday, Fightful reported that WWE has its eyes on signing Cobb, with one source claiming that he is already on the internal WWE roster. Cobb's New Japan contract expired earlier this year, but he's still competing for the promotion at the moment. Dave Meltzer confirmed in the new issue of the Wrestling Observer newsletter that WWE and Cobb have had talks about him joining. He says, quote, "The only thing that we have heard from WWE at press time is that there have been talks, but no confirmation of a deal." He added, "Cobb is booked for the April 11th New Japan show in Chicago." So Cobb lives currently in Fukuoka, Japan. He's a former IWGP Tag Team Champion and New Japan World Television Champion. Probably has not been used up to his full potential while he's been there. AEW has brought him in as a monster a few times, basically to lose. He's not a very tall guy, and he's not the best promo in the world, but as they proved with Bronson Reed, you can have a little bit of a shorter, bigger guy who's maybe not the best promo in the world, because if they're out there killing people, not too bad. And again, him being from Guam, boy, it's a reach to put him in any sort of bloodline scenario or anything like that. But, you know, Hikuleo still has not debuted. You have Zilla Fatu is in the system, if I'm not mistaken, when it comes to WWE. So there are people that are still there as this whole Roman Reigns and Rock thing, you know, still we're going to have to get some, you know, some sort of meeting on that at some point. If they start getting back in a feud with each other and bodies are needed, that could be a place where Jeff Cobb could slide in, but we'll have to see. He defeated Tetsuya Naito on Friday, today, to advance to the quarterfinals of the New Japan Cup. His next match in that is going to be on Saturday against Shota Umino. Two other second-round matches today for the New Japan Cup saw Drilla Maloney beat TJP and Shingo Takagi knock off Bolton Oleg. On Saturday, the tour stops at Dolphins Arena in Aichi, the quarterfinal round, with David Finlay against Yuya Uemura, Zack Sabre Jr. against Taichi, Shota Umino against Jeff Cobb, and Drilla Maloney against Shingo Takagi. Also on the show tomorrow, in the main event, IWGP World Heavyweight Champion Hirooki Goto is going to be defending against Yuji Nagata. The semifinals of the New Japan Cup will take place next week, with the tournament winner going on to face whoever wins the Nagata and Goto matchup, probably going to be Goto, on April 5th in the main event at Sakura Genesis. Got a little bit of AEW news. start with the ratings for everybody that loves talking about those. Wednesday's Dynamite drew an average viewership of 628,000, according to WrestleNomics. And as I can hear Brian in my head right now, did you guys know that doesn't include Max? That number was up from the audience last week of 600,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.16, which was also up from last week's demo rating of 0.13. Collision is going to be live on Saturday night on TNT. And Max from Las Vegas, the theater at the Virgin Hotel. The last two AEW International Title Eliminator Tournament first-round matches. Katsuyori Shibata against Ricochet and Mark Briscoe against Mark Davis. Both of them probably ought to be fun matches. I was still blown away with the idea of why would Lance pick Mark Davis? And the Don Callis idea makes sense. What could also make some sense with Mark Davis defeating Mark Briscoe, at least in somebody's mind, because in my mind, Mark Briscoe would win everything all the time. But if Ricochet defeats Katsuyori Shibata, which I would expect, you have Orange Cassidy and Speedball Mike Bailey in there already. If you needed somebody to kind of like juxtapose those smaller three guys, then, you know, Mark Davis might be the right person to be in there as a base for these guys flying around. But in my world, I'd like to see Mark Briscoe in that match as well, too. Why they are doing a four-way instead of just, you know, two other matches that leads to a final, I have no idea. But next Wednesday on Dynamite will be the four-way with everybody involved in that. Also coming up on Saturday on Collision, FTR, because that's where they wrestle, is on Collision, will face off against Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong. Got a bunch more to get into, including opening up the phone lines. I'll let you know about that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is, I believe, en route to Arizona right now doing something like that. That's why he's not here today. Brian is out playing the crime dog. He'll be back, I believe, on Monday. That might be the first time you hear from Brian, is going to be late Saturday or Sunday night, early Monday morning. There's no UFC show this week, right? I don't believe that there is. I don't believe that they'd be doing a post show after Collision tomorrow, Dave and Brian. So, yeah, you might have to wait for Brian for quite some time. Boy, is that disappointing or what? Not if you're a member, though, of WrestlingObserver.com, because there's 5,787,000 radio shows that are available, and many of them, at least 3.5 million of them, have Brian on them. So if you're ever in Brian withdrawal, there is always that. Of course, there is always After Dark as well, too. I can't afford it right now. I can't afford to be a member of the site. I just listen to Sports Byline all the time. Don't worry. Brian, at some point, is going to pop up again with After Dark. Check out him and the Reverend from this week's show. You can get your Brian fix. If you're a European football fan, we call that soccer here, you can get your WWE title belt fix as well, as all of the teams are doing here, except for the Jacksonville Jaguars, of course. The WWE has decided that they will make belts for 13 top European football clubs. I saw some of those teams. I don't think they're top anything, but teams like Man U, Man City, Inter, AC Milan, PSG, Chelsea, Juventus, there's a bunch of them, Dortmund from all over all over Europe there. So there's step one as far as WWE expanding out into every possible market in the world and tying them into every other sports franchise in the world. $549 US is what they are listed for right now. I was going through an old box trying to find some things, getting stuff down from the attic when Lance was doing the show. It's like, okay, we can get some things done around here. I actually found from 1987 the original foam. This was the NWA's attempt at making a title belt. This is supposed to be the big gold. Years later, obviously, WWE did a far better job at replicating what it was there. But, yeah, saw those, and I had to laugh. Actually, the coolest thing I found, though, was because this works for people on radio. They love site gimmicks and everything. This was something from now literally 20 years ago. We were on WrestleMania 41. This comes from WrestleMania 21, the infamous, or I shouldn't say infamous, but the famous WrestleMania Goes Hollywood ad campaign that they had, which was some of the best stuff that WWE ever did, were the mock movie trailers that were going into that show. But they actually had, and again, you got to be a person of a certain age, I think, you know, to appreciate this, but they actually had WrestleMania viewfinders that they gave out to the cable and satellite operators out there. Probably impossible to see this here. Maybe, possibly. Yeah, see, there you go. On video. That's the sound that would make when you'd go to the next thing there. But yeah, so I found that. Didn't even know I had it. I thought that was pretty cool. So there you go. Nostalgia. It's always a wonderful thing. Scott D'Amore has nostalgia. He had it for Maple Leaf Wrestling. And yeah, don't worry. I got visual aids for that too. The old stranglehold programs from Toronto. I got a bunch of these that I put up on the Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling Patreon, patreon.com/Mid-Atlantic Podcast. And these are actually from the Tunney office themselves. from back in the day. And I would love if they did this for the new incarnation of Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling. They are going to have two shows beginning tonight up at St. Clair College in Windsor, Ontario, the same place that they were at the last time around for their shows. Same location that TNA has been at plenty of times as well, too. The shows in October on 19th and 20th were, I mean, universally good reviews. I didn't hear anybody say anything terrible about those shows at all. I saw Konosuke Takeshita's main events, and they were both very, very good. One was against Speedball Mike Bailey. That was good. The one the next night against Josh Alexander was awesome, and we know Speedball Mike Bailey's there. We have heard Josh Alexander has signed with the company as well, too, so we could be seeing rematches down the line of those matches. D'Amore talked to Fightful today, and he said, quote, "I was very touched and very happy with the response to the shows, the originals, and very happy and very proud of everybody coming together to put the events on. It is a daunting task to start them from scratch, have everybody come together to have, I certainly won't say seamless or perfect, nothing ever is, but I think the broadcast was top-notch. I was really proud of the product, of how it looked and how we presented it, and I thought the two nights of wrestling action was as good as anything out there in the world." So he's just really obviously happy about this. I'm happy as a fan for everybody up there in Ontario, because obviously with TNA working with WWE and D'Amore being forced out, you know, there was a little bit of a hole to fill there, especially if you're in more of an AEW fan. Okay, we're kind of frozen out of the TNA deal here. Okay, where can we maybe see some of these people? And obviously with D'Amore opening up Maple Leaf Pro, we've seen Takeshita there. We've seen several other people as well, too. Maybe they've got a door open with the NWA, because Tom Latimer is going to be defending tonight the NWA World Heavyweight Championship against Bishop Dyer. They're also breaking out a Maple Leaf Pro Women's Canadian Title Tournament for the next couple of days. The first round matchups tonight, Serena Deeb against Aurora Tevez, B-Moss against Taylor Rising, Giselle Shaw against Lainey Luck, and Kylie Rae against Zoe Sager. Kaito Kiyomiya is over from Pro Wrestling NOAH. He'll be facing Sheldon John, who was in TNA for a while. A title belt, talk about too many title belts. A Jericho Cruz Oceanic title six-way scramble match. Mo Jabari against Taiji Ishimori, Stu Grayson, Brett Banks, Rich Swann, and Michael Allen Richard Clark. What a wacky lineup that is. Mike Bennett is still alive. He still exists. He'll be facing off against Alex Zane. Blake Christian and QT Marshall against Kevin Knight and Kushida. And there's also going to be an eight-man tag as well, too. Billy Gunn is going to be on these shows. So a lot of wackiness. Tomorrow also is Matt Taven and Mike Bennett against Kevin Knight and Kushida. And that ought to be a pretty damn good match, too. Game Changer Wrestling's got some shows coming up this weekend as well. They are back in Atlantic City at the Showboat, Ashes to Ashes, and so much fun on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. Now, if you want to call in, because I know Don the Don Ratzenberger has been dying to call in today, you can do so. And there's no internet line. There is no West of the Rockies line. No, there's only one line that you need to know for today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can call into the show. It is not Dom today behind the glass. It's Bailey. Be nice to him, okay? He's already got a lot on him. He's got to deal with me for the entire day. And now we're going to make him answer phones and push buttons, okay? So make sure you pass along your good tidings towards him. You understand? Before you come on here and then yell at me for something that I said. This is somebody complaining that I, in one of my throwaway comments, like when Brian was talking about the women's match between the Toni Storm and Mariah May, I talked about that match for 2 days. I talked about it with Filthy Tom on Monday, then I talked about it on Tuesday. And one of you geeks that's listening right now, who doesn't use their real name online, was pointed out to me and said, didn't like that I called it a spectacle. Like, I don't know what kind of match it was, but boy, it was a spectacle. And they complained about that. What are you complaining about? I said I liked the match. I said it should have been the main event. Gave praise all over it. You took that little comment and ran with it. Line item listeners are the worst. You're just looking for something to whine and complain about, okay? At some point, those things are going to have to drop, okay? They are going to have to, and you're going to have to deal with this, all right? People have a differing of opinions. It was a throwaway comment because it was a spectacle. Wasn't exactly like the greatest match in the world, but I liked it. Not as much as Kevin Owens, though, and Sami Zayn. I still like that more. I got to be honest. I did like that match more. If it was a one-to-one, but I know I'm probably in the minority on that. Now somebody can complain about that. Tell me I'm sexist for liking the wildness of the Owens match and with Zayn more than the other one, but that's fine. I don't care. It was my Brian moment of the day just to be whiny about somebody online. I also want to be a little whiny about AEW's tag team division because I was kind of looking at the roster after Brian was listing down a bunch of names and where everybody's been, and I saw the ROH results from last night, and I saw that there was a team called the Frat House, which I had never heard of before, which apparently is Griff Garrison and Preston Vance along with Jack Jameson. They have a new tag team together, and it's like, man, they got the Infantry, you got the Premier Athletes, you got Angelico and Serpentico, Lee Johnson and Nduka, Moriarty, you know, in that mix with Shane Taylor Promotions, Top Flight. We see that Leo and Action Andretti may be the next opponents. Again, they were in the crowd for the Hurt Business, but man, you got a lot of teams. And where are the Outrunners right now? And again, Brian hates when I bring up the Outrunners, but I use them as the example just because they need some credibility. Put them in a feud now with, I don't know, Taven and Bennett. They still exist. Use them. Give some guys some wins and losses against each other. Build that tag team division up more. Now, when it comes to the six-man division, I kind of wish they would lose that. Those belts probably should quietly go away, even though they do still have a ton of factions. But let's get the tag team division back together again. Please? Please? What do you think about that? Give me a call. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Find out what you think after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Chris underscore Prime 49. The Outrunners were just on a pay-per-view a week ago. You're right, they were. Now get them back on TV and get them involved in something. So the only time we see them isn't like, you know, a workout video and then they go and lose. Like, why don't you have them go and beat, I don't know, Top Flight? Or the Grizzled Young Veterans, or I don't know, anybody, you know? They could actually stand to be in a feud where FTR turns on them, and they don't even have to win a match. They can just look good against FTR, who could make them look far better than they are. And they have a really hard-fought series of matches where even if they don't come out on top, people actually have more respect for him. Then, okay, we have some credibility for these guys. You know, same thing with, like, the Hounds of Hell. All right, they beat the Gates of Agony one week, and then they turned around. They lost to Lashley and Shelton Benjamin, and then that was it. No, they should be kicking the hell out of, like, Big Bill and Brian Keith and Taven and Bennett in the infantry. I mean, I don't know. Look at Survivor Series 1998, and there's the Hart Foundation, who were the champions, if I'm not mistaken, and there was Demolition, and there were the Rougeaus, and there were the Rockers, and, you know, over on this side, you had, you know, the Brainbusters, who at that time were tied in with the Rockers, and you had the Bolsheviks, which were down here, and the Young Stallions were here, and you knew one team couldn't really beat that team, but you maybe, it's just like, just simple credibility and building things up and making feuds matter and just having some of these things happen instead of random matches. And again, that's, you know, part of what Brian's issue was yesterday with the ops and the six man. Like, yeah, those three guys, we have had Vinny Pacifico on here a lot. He's a great guy. I'm glad he got his opportunity. I'm glad those other two cats did as well. But like, for what anything anybody wants to say about Max Caster, like, at least he's on TV every week. You may think he's a geek while he's losing all the time and all that. I bet you he'll get more over than some of these people who are sitting there not doing anything right now. So, you know, again, I just drives me nuts because I'm a big fan of tag team wrestling and I'm a big fan of what they initially had talked about and what they had initially done with a lot of the teams in that promotion. They've just kind of let it go to the wayside. You have so many great singles people there. You know, Jay Lethal and Satnam Singh is not a team that I'd like to see, but stick Jay Lethal with somebody else and try to get something out of it. I don't know. There just seems to be, there could be a lot of answers here. Lord knows I don't have those answers. Maybe one of you have those answers. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Don the Don, Southwest Virginia, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. You know, I was you called me Ratzenberg earlier. I wish I were related to Cliff Clavin, but I'm not. I'm a bird, and it's Rossberger. But anyways, that's not what I'm calling about. I'm calling about the fact this main event that they had last weekend, you know, the one that everybody's been poo-pooing. Well, I actually really liked it, though. You know, my biggest complaint was that I lost $4,000 on DraftKings because Shota Umino didn't show up on his motorcycle. I put all my money on that. It didn't happen, but you know, otherwise it was a pretty good, it was a great main event. You know, I loved it when Christian reached over. He should have won with his hand. You know, just reaching over, that would have been so good, and it would have made all the IWC, the internet wrestling community, it would have just cheesed them up. They would have been so mad, and it would have been so great. You could just feel the hate, you know? It's been great. Yeah. How you doing, Mike?
Now, obviously, that would have given you some joy, so, you know, the schadenfreude of watching other people just completely break down and melt down over Christian getting the victory there, but let's be honest here. Would that have been the best thing for TNA, you believe? Or, I'm sorry, AEW?
Well, you know, it would have been great for the scrums. I mean, Christian was always great in the scrums, you know, coming out there and just being crappy to everybody. That was just good comedy, good stuff. You know,
Donna, so, anything else, my man?
You know, I'm waiting for someone to really smash Max Caster, you know, because he's just a chump. He's just a chump. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Don. Thank you very much for calling in here. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I believe Mike in Canada is on the line. Mike, how are you? Maybe not. Maybe we don't have Mike in Canada. Mike, we've dropped Mike. Mike is gone. Oh, well, sad thing. If you want to jump in, take Mike's place, you're more than welcome to 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's Fun Friday, damn it. So, you know, call in. I don't know where the theater at the Virgin Hotel is in Las Vegas, but I told you that's where AEW Collision is going to be tomorrow. Wonder if they'll cross over with any NASCAR folk, NASCAR's entire circuit. The big series, whatever they call the Winston Cup now, it's still going to be the Winston Cup to me. It's the Busch series, and then they got trucks, Craftsman trucks. I believe that circuit is still the same. One of them's Xfinity. One of them, I can't even remember. Doesn't matter. What matters is all of these things could converge together. And in fact, WWE's Chelsea Green, and I want her to have the hat on the car, because I know she's going to be wearing one. I need the pace car that she is going to be driving on the CW for that Busch Series race, that Xfinity Series race. I want to see the pace car have a big Chelsea hat on it as it drives around the track. So that's also what's coming up in Las Vegas. If you happen to be randomly there, that's what's taking place. Don't go to Filthy's house, though, okay? Please, at least not unannounced. You probably won't like what you'll find. Brandon in Virginia, what's going on, Holmes?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Hey, so I had a thought. I know this three-way between Roman, Seth, and Punk, people think that might main event one of the nights of Mania, but it actually wouldn't make sense exactly, because I feel like Seth, one of his goals is to make sure Punk does a main event. So, like, if somehow that match main events, then, like, in a way, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really make sense consistently-wise, story-wise. So I'm not sure what would main event, but in my mind, it kind of wouldn't make sense in a way for that to main event.
You know what? I got to be honest, man. I don't think there's any question. And I'll throw it back at you, because I honestly think that with the men closing one of those nights, obviously Cena and Cody Rhodes on Sunday, it's hard for me to believe that either Tiffany and Charlotte Flair, because it's Charlotte Flair, or a three-way with Bianca, Io, and Rhea Ripley wouldn't be the thing that ends up closing everything out.
I would agree, especially with that last Raw segment between Io, Bianca, and Rhea. I mean, that match has a lot more interest and heat than I think Tiffany and Charlotte does right now, so... And with the whole factor of Jade, possibly, you know, I mean, I know she's kind of tied up with Naomi, but maybe she becomes a factor too. Yeah, I think that match would be more exciting as the main event, absolutely.
Man, I want to thank you very, very much for the call and always being there for us to call in on Fun Friday. If anybody else wants to jump in, they're more than welcome to. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can throw anything you want out there in one of the chats as well, too. Yeah, I just think that in this day and age, I mean, as we're moving to, again, you got a women's intercontinental title, women's U.S. title, you have two-night shows now where, why not? You know, to me, unless, you know, you just have nothing going in, you might as well have a big women's match closing out. And it's hard for me to believe that Rhea Ripley is not going to be involved in that, because otherwise, what's the match? You know, for her, like, who's the opponent for her? Who would be big enough to face off against Rhea Ripley? You know, it'd be who? You know, it's, to me, she's got to be in that title mix. And I know it's probably rough if you're an Io Sky fan first out of those three women that she's going to be the one that probably takes the fall. She gets the belt to be the person that loses it, you know, in that match. But I would love to see Rhea back in that mix. And then I figure Naomi is going to get murdered by Jade at WrestleMania. She'll figure out a way to avoid her for these next couple weeks leading into it. And then she's going to get absolutely demolished, which will then maybe lead to Jade and Bianca. And I like the idea of that matchup too. And Rhea doesn't need the belt. She just doesn't need to get beat in that match, in that main event. But if Bianca does something shady, Rhea hits the riptide, Bianca knocks her out of the way, steals the pin. Again, she's been acting somewhat heelish. Yes, we've got Naomi, and we've got it right now where we don't know if Bianca looks like she's kind of out of all that. I have a feeling she'll be drawn back in, because for Jade, there's no better opponent for Bianca, too, as far as her first, you know, feud. You know, she had the tag feud with teaming for a while, but as far as a singles match goes, as far as somebody who she would be best to work with, to me, that's by far going to be Bianca. So if you want to maximize Jade, I would put them together. And the plan for Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Seth Rollins, you know, that's been, you know, since the jump from Royal Rumble, looked like it was going to be the match. Now we've got a little bit of a, you know, wild card thrown in there because of Paul Heyman and CM Punk's relationship. Obviously, everybody's going to be in Europe at different times here leading in the next 2 weeks, you know, before they come back. We'll see how everything kind of ties together and what they're going to be able to do with everybody leading into that match. But I'm looking forward to it. Going to have to put some heat on Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest, and I'm going to be very interested to see how they do that, because unfortunately for Damian Priest, he's just kind of lingering. It's not like he's in a bad position or anything like that, but it's the embarrassment of riches that they have up on top right now, where what can they do to kind of, you know, stoke some of those flames in that match to try to get that up and be a bigger thing. Obviously, Drew McIntyre online, Drew McIntyre on the microphone is going to be great, but it's going to be interesting to see where Damian Priest, where he kind of lies there. And am I the only person that would like to see Dominic Mysterio, and I can't believe that I would ever say this, turn babyface here at some point? I mean, either with Liv Morgan, without Liv Morgan, flip her too if you want. I don't know if that's the best move or not, but I see Finn Balor and I see Dominic, and he keeps wanting to bring in people into the Judgment Day, and, you know, keeps looking like Finn's kind of going to be on the outside there, but I'm not saying that he's going to be like Eddie Guerrero as a babyface. I don't think it's hard. You can't hit that level, okay? You can't. But I also know that from the time of me watching Eddie Guerrero for all those years, it's been 30 years, you know, damn near, since the first time I saw Eddie Guerrero wrestle. And here we are 30 years later. He passed away a long time ago. Dominic Mysterio in this whole character, turning against his father and hooking up with Rhea and getting the slimy and the mustache and the whole nine yards. I mean, yeah, he won't be able to work like Eddie, but could he be the new incarnation of lie, cheat, and steal? And maybe not be the World Heavyweight Champion, but be a player in the mix for some of these Intercontinental and United States titles? I bet you he could. And I don't know if that'll happen or not, but the more things kind of move along with what's happening with the Judgment Day, I would absolutely love to see that happen, especially with at some point Penta and Phoenix coming in and all that. It's just, I don't know. Pop myself with that idea. Hopefully I've popped you too, at least in one sense. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
A Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez will be back with me on the show on Monday. I believe that he will, at least. Jim Valley joins you tomorrow. Saturday's 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Andrew Zarian with you at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Didn't even talk about TNA. I threatened to do it, and I didn't end up doing it. Impact last night, the go-home show, a couple of NXT appearances. Ariana Grace was on commentary for Cora Jade and Tessa Blanchard's win over Masha Slamovich and Lei Ying Lee, the former Xia Li in NXT. I thought the best thing on the show was actually the sit-down summit between Mustafa Ali and Mike Santana going back and forth. Just good passionate promo from Mike Santana there. A lot of it kind of, they're really leaning heavy into the fact that he is an alcoholic, and they're having, you know, Mustafa Ali kind of play that up. Maybe they were a little heavy-handed with that, but as far as the clips that they showed during it and the passion and the promo from Santana, it's some of the best stuff that arguably he's ever done. They're going to be facing off Tessa Blanchard against Lei Ying Lee tonight. Street fight, Sami Callihan against Mance Warner. Six-man tag, Ace Austin and the Rascals against Wes Lee, Tyreek Igwe, and Tyson DuPont. Call your shot, Gauntlet winner. Frankie Kazarian will face off against Steve Maclin. As I mentioned, Mustafa Ali against Mike Santana. TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Title 3-on-2 Handicap Match. Spitfire of Danny Luna and Jody Threat defend against Ash by Elegance, Heather by Elegance, and the personal concierge, who the Director of Authority, Santino Marella, added to the match on last night's show. And then the big ones, the TNA Knockouts world title, Masha Slamovich against Cora Jade. Could we see a NXT, somebody take that belt, Cora Jade? Why not? It wouldn't be the worst idea in the world. Also, the 10-man tag team cage match between Elijah, TNA world champion Joe Hendry, Leon Slater, Matt Hardy, and Nick Nemeth against the Clones, Eddie in Orlando, and the Systems, Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, and JDC. This is taking place live tonight on TNA Plus from the El Paso County Coliseum. The show is actually sponsored by Queen of the Ring, which is going to sponsor the AEW show that's going to be coming up as well, too. I don't know if that's ever happened before or not, but I know I got to go because the music's about to end. I want to thank you all out there for listening and watching. We shall talk to you again after a while.